You know, hopefully it's a testament of our guys' hard work, and hopefully we're not there just 1 week. We got some work to do tonight and Saturday to show everybody that we deserve that spot, and I really think we do deserve it. We got to come out there and earn it.
It was really cool here. I think when was it? Wednesday when you played Kansas Christian, and Coach Croy's team got a really gutsy win up at Southwestern that night, and they got on the bus. And every last one of them, they got their phones out so they could watch your team play. And they were sitting there going, what's got into Jackson Andrews? He's starting to hit everything inside. You guys just, you had one of those nights on Wednesday.
We did. You know, and hopefully that gained us some confidence. I thought we shot it really well. I thought we passed it really well. And, you know, and that's great to hear that the girls are supporting us and all that. And I know our guys do the same thing whenever we're opposite places as the girls. We'll be following along and watching on the phones and checking in on them, see how good they do. So that's pretty cool.
So let's look back at Saturday because, you know, Southeast is one of those teams that I don't think I've seen them where they're top 10 in the country good, but they're always tough. You did pretty you put 110 up on the board on Saturday. You played well.
Yeah, they are tough. And this is probably one of the better teams they've had in a couple of years. And for us to do what we did was great to see, and I was really proud of our guys and just their attitudes and their mindsets, and you know, and hopefully that carries over as well. But yeah, Southeast is not a pushover this year. I think they had beat DMAC, which was a top 20 team in the nation.